Okay, this is Perek Vav and Hilchos Shemitah v'Yovel. And the Rambam is going to take up the issues of commercial activity with Perek Shvi'as. Again, also applicable to this coming year, well, the present year, that when it comes to peros, when it comes to produce and have the status of Kedusha, there's a question of how you actually can do any type of commercial activity with them. So, Alach Aleph, he says, Enos and Skar v'Perek Shvi'as. You're not allowed to basically commoditize Perek Shvi'as during Shemitah. Then Ratzal Limkor Ma'ami Perish via smoker, but you can sell a small amount of fruits. So again, you can't make them into like a commercial enterprise, which we'll see what that means soon, but you can sell a little bit. Those are the Daman, now any money that you receive when you sell Perish Vias, Harehain Kip Perish Vias, so the money acquires the status of Perish Vias, Kedushas Vias, Vilakach Vahen Macha, that you have to purchase food with that, with the Dmei Shvias. And then the produce that you buy or the food that you buy with this money, you also treat as Kedusha Shvias. Those are Priya Nimkar, Reo Kedusha So Kishahaya. And the fruit that you sold also retains the status of being Peir Shvias. So let's say, for example, let's say I decide to sell my Peir Shvias set of oranges. The money I receive for them has the status of Kedusha. The oranges I sold still have the status of Kedusha. I have to take that money and use it to buy food, the food that I buy, also has a status of Kedusha. And the Rambam's going to play this out. So I can't go ahead and gather and harvest the vegetables from my field and sell them. I also can't go ahead and use the shells, dye shells of Kedusha Shvia stuff and sell it. Being paid to do that. Why? Because that is commoditizing Perish Shvia. Lachak Yurakos Leachol. Let's say I gathered up vegetables to eat, or bought them to eat, the host here, and there's leftover, then I can sell the leftover, and then the money has the status of Kedusha Shvias. If I harvested vegetables for myself, and let's say my kid took those vegetables, and then sold them in the market, that's mutter, but the money that you receive from them had the status of Kedusha Shvias. Because you're mokhan peir shvias, when you do sell peir shvias, so you can't sell them. When you sell them, you can't measure things out, like you can't weigh them, you can't count the amount, and you can't package them. Because it can't look like you're involved in commercial activity with peir shvias. So what do you do instead? So you sell a little bit amount and you let people know that basically this stuff is ownerless, okay? And any money you make from it is used to buy other food. So again, you have to make a shinoi in how the, the sale takes place. Halacha dalad. However, the ogid varm shadark and la'ogid, lebeis lebayis limkor b'shuk, achsadra, kaderek sh'ogdin lahavi lebayis lo kaderek sh'ogdin l'shuk. So you're allowed to go ahead, let's say you've got lots of dates, okay? So let's say normally dates are sold in a way, they're packaged together. Okay, like I mean, if you went to the supermarket, they'd be sold as a package. You could then package them and sell them in such a way. But you have to have a shinoi. It shouldn't be the exact same way it's packaged in the market. Because it can't look around. It can't look like I'm selling it in a very restrained way. However, things that you wouldn't normally package together when you sold in the marketplace, you shouldn't package them together. They should be kept separate. Okay, peros chutz la'aretz nichus la'aretz. We've seen this already. We haven't seen this yet. If I bring fruits from the diaspora into Eretz Yisrael, lo yidim karim mida mishkal minyan. I can't sell them weighing them out or any of these other methods. I look peros arach saksadra. Rather, I have to sell them in a very small way, just like I would perish vias, because people will know the difference. However, but if everybody knows that the produce that I have is from chutz la'aretz, like it's obvious the kind of produce that brought in only grows in chutz la'aretz, then I can sell it normally. Allah above. So there's an aspect of Peir Shvias, or Kedusha Shvias, that's more stringent than that of those things that are consecrated for the Mikdash. Shepodas, the Hekdash, Yotza Hekdash L'chulin, because when I redeem that which is Hekdash, now it is considered regular. Yisuzu Adam and Takhtav, and I can use the money. Vashvias, you know, okay, Vashvias doesn't work that way. Elamokha Peir Shvias, which we've seen, if I sell Peir Shvias, Yisuzu Adamim, Vyasuka Peir Shvias, the money itself now acquires the status of Peir Shvias. That Paris also one is called, and the fruit that I sold also retains the status of Kedusha Shvias. The Nasu Kaperis Sharshanim, right? Shanat Marba Tia Behaviyaso Tehei Lo'olam. So it has a status forever. Lefisha Nikres Kodesh Tofesas Damea, because it's called Kodesh, that's when the money acquires the status of Kedusha. So basically, the final thing that I purchase acquires the status of Shvius, and the fruit that was sold retains its original status. So he's going to explain how this works. Let's say I purchase meat with the produce of Peir Shvius, right? Or what do you call, or with the money that I get from the sale. Nasa basar ka'osan aperos. So the meat now acquires the status of the fruits, and I treat like Peir Shvius. Not only that, but sarach levaro samashas b'yor shvius. And when beer comes, which you haven't seen what that is yet, but when beer comes, I have to be mevayer the basar like it would the fruits. Lacha kvos basar with dam of dagim. Let's say with that meat that I got, or the money I got, I get fish. Yotzar basar, the basar, the meat is no longer kedusha shvius. The nifesu dagim, and now the dagim has shvius. Lachach v'dagim obedman shemen. Let's say I purchase oil using these kedusha shvius fish. Yotzar dagim nisos shemen. The dagim go back to normal, and the oil now acquires the status of shvius. Lachach v'shemen adam advash. Yotzar shemen nisos vash. We get it. Oil to honey. The tzarach levara peiros rishonos imad vash achron. And this is the key. The original produce, okay, the original way back in the beginning produce that had a status kedusha shvius, I had to do beer on that just like I had to do with the honey. The direction of varna peir shvius, just like I would a regular peir shvius. Min osim mishneim milugma, I can't make a compress out of them. The lomasinosan, I can't destroy. Again, this is like the honey for this example. I can't destroy it either. Kashar peir shvius, I have to treat the honey even though it's a million steps removed from the original peir shvius as if it has a status of kedusha. Lachavetz. Ain shvius mischalalas ela derech mecha. So shvius, what do you call it? The holy, the kedusha shvius can only be transferred to seller. The medrash remember priya rishon. That's only with the original produce of al prishini. But by the second, meaning if it's an exchange already, mischalal bein derech mekach bein derech chilul. So I don't need to actually go through another purchase for it to lose the status kedusha shvius. It could also go about through what do you call it? Another parts process of chilul, not just necessarily through seller. Alachates ukeshim mechalin pri hanilkach shvius. So when the pre that you got, again, it's like two steps removed from the original pre, that when you want to make it regular, you can't go ahead and transfer its kedusha to an animal that's alive. Because what could happen? It might be left alive, and you're going to go ahead and raise a whole herd of sheep that have the status of kedusha shvius. And of course, you don't have to say this applies to the produce of shvius itself. I'm a machal on a peres al shkutim, but you can transfer the holiness of the fruits to animals that were shechted. Lachayud, demei shvius, the money that has the status of shvius, ain par mem sachov, I can't use it to pay off a debt. They most of mehen shush vinos, and I can't use them for wedding presents. They mishal mehen tagmulin, and I can't do it to return a favor. They post mehen stakal on yimei tzkenesis, I can't use that money to as a pledge to give money to the poor and shul. Ala mishach mehen dvarim shal gmilos v'sadim tzarech l'odia, but you can actually use them to send money, send items that have to do with being nice to other people, but you have to let them know, meaning the people receiving it, that's what you did. So too, you can't purchase servants for land, or non-kosher animals. But if you did, if you went ahead and purchased them, what do you call it? Then you should use that to purchase something else, connect those things like the Meister Shane. But you should go ahead and purchase certain types of korbanos with these things, or what do you call it? Like the korbanos you needed for a case of a zav or a zava, or things, or if you gave birth, etc. If you did, you'd have to, what do you call it, purchase things with that amount of money, connect those things. You can't smear, let's say, kalim vessels and hides with oil from the seventh year. But if you did, then you have to partake of it again with the proceeds. That's its value of its commensurate value. So the money that you use, the demei shvius, you can't give it to, let's say, a merchatz, what it's called, someone who works in a bathhouse, or let's say someone whose job is to take blood from people, or a person who sails a boat, or any person who has a specific a craftsman. But you can give that money to the person who draws water from well in order to help them get water. I can take perishvias or its money and give it to someone, let's say, who's a potter, a pottery guy, as a present. That you'd be allowed to do. Alaki Bey is Omer LePaul. If a person says to a worker, hey, lacha isar zet, take this coin, the luckily yarek hayom, and go ahead and gather and harvest vegetables for me today. and that will be, and scharo, that's his payment. Mutter, it's mutter, then that money is not considered domain shvius. And the motzia b'chomashi yirtze, he can use that for whatever he wants. We don't penalize the worker that to make his payment into Demetrius. Luckily, let's say he said to him, gather me these vegetables today. Then it's considered like Demetrius. You have to use it for eating and drinking like you would other parish shvius. These are the donkey drivers, osim parish shvius, melecha shvius asura. So they can perform work with the parish shvius, where the malach is usually forbidden. So what's the case of that? Kagon, shevi yoser midai harischaron kaneshvius. Let's say they bring in more than the minimal amount of produce. They went above that minimal amount to be commercial. So then the wages they get are considered to meshvius. That's a penalty for them. Well, they're not concept of sfar chamar, below concept of sfar polal. So why do they fine or penalize the wages of a donkey driver versus the wages of someone who's just a regular laborer? Meshvishar mat. Because their payment's very little, for the average worker, they're getting very little money as it is, so they want to penalize them to make sure they'd be able to use that to make shvias, that money, for regular things. Let's say you purchase a loaf or bread from a baker using the pundoyon, and you say to him at the time of purchasing it, when I harvest the field, the vegetables from my field, I'll bring this to you, then it's permitted. That loaf of bread he bought, that the status of Kedusha Shvias is transferred to it. Let's say he purchased it without making any type of stipulation. He should not pay the guy with the Shvias because you don't pay off a debt using that money. And finally, so you can, what do you call it? You can eat Perish Shvias, whether or not you'll get a favor back from the person. So what's Betova mean? What's whether you're going to get the favor back? Betova, Ketzan. So let's say I can give my friend Perish Shvias, as if he already did something nice to me. Or I can invite him to his garden to eat it as if he did me a favor. Let's say someone gave someone else Perish Shvias as a gift. I inherited it. So I have to treat them like it would treat any produce I'd gather from my field during Shemitah year. That ends Perek Vav, and we'll pick up Perek Zion tomorrow.